Hey, good morning, everyone. Rick from Label 56 here with another morning news podcast to get your brain thinking about some things for today. You can visit the Label 56 site at www.label56.com. And again, you need to put in the www before or it will come up saying that you're banned. I don't know why it does this, but it just does. Anyway, I put up a post last week and said I'd supplement it with a podcast, so I'm here this morning to talk about it some more. The post was titled, "The Border, Gassing, and Media's Manipulation," and it was about the picture being circulated on TV and social media of the lady at the border who was dragging the kids after allegedly being tear gassed. Now, I've seen some analysis of this picture that suggests it might have been staged, with what looks like cameramen setting up other shots in the background, as well as people just casually standing around. But since I can't actually prove that it's a stage pic, I'm going to take it at face value. And partly because everyone knows, you know, something's not proven by science, you know, like the fact that there are 57 genders and that not all women have vaginas, then you're going to be accused of pushing conspiracy theories. So let's just take the photo as it is and talk about the psyop that it is also. As far as propaganda like this, if you're not familiar with Operation Mockingbird, look that up later too. It was a mass media manipulation program that was allegedly started by the CIA in the 50s and the 60s. And yeah, this is a psyop. You know, I don't care what anyone says or tries to tell you otherwise. This is propaganda, plain and simple. It's being used as psychological warfare that's designed to create an extreme emotional response in you that will override any kind of critical thinking that you might have on the subject. You know, it's immediately, "Oh my God, this is horrible. Those poor children, President Trump, you evil piece of blankety blank blank," you know, like how that nut job Alyssa Milano did, and that tweet that she went off on for cursing and all kinds of insanity. Anyway, this is how the left operates. They use emotion to shut down your critical thinking and to make you shut out any kind of logical debate that someone else might use to challenge your emotion. The left knows how powerful emotion is, and they know that they can use it to control the discussion. You know, because what kind of evil, racist, child-hating monster are you not to care about some poor mother who's being tear-gassed just for wanting to bring her kids here for a better life? And notice what I just said there. Evil, racist, child-hating monster. That's what they do. There's no legitimate argument. It's just attacks. They call you names. They brand you with that scarlet letter, and they make you a pariah that no one else wants to associate with because you're an evil, racist, child-hating monster. The reason they do this is because it keeps other weak people from speaking out because they don't want to be called an evil, racist, child-hating monster themselves. Because the left knows that if any legitimate argument were allowed, then their whole narrative would collapse and they'd be exposed as frauds. So they gotta call you names, shut you up, brand you as a pariah, and alienate you from everyone else. In this case, you know, to destroy their narrative, all you need to do is point out that the Obama administration used tear gas at the border at least 80 times, and note that they said absolutely nothing about it. You know, so why now? The same thing is true for the claim that Trump is separating families and putting children in cages. This was an Obama policy. And on the entire subject of illegal immigration in general, you can go back and find plenty of videos of the same Democrats talking about how illegal immigration will not be tolerated, and that immigrants need to come in legally, etc. And just as another point, too, the Obama administration actually deported more illegal immigrants than any other administration. You know, yet all of a sudden it's horrific that Trump is doing it. Like I said, where was the outrage then? Just as a little bit of irony in all this, too, do you remember last month when that missionary went to that secluded island to spread the word of the gospel? And the people there, they killed him. These are the same people up in arms over Trump using the military to defend our borders. They're the same ones who praised those indigenous people on that Sentinel Island for defending their borders and killing a missionary. But, you know, I mean, that's the left. If it wasn't for double standards, they wouldn't have any standards at all. But getting back to the picture, I also mentioned earlier that some analysis of this gives the impression that it might be staged, but I could not prove that definitively. The thing is, however, that the left has falsified pictures in the past to use as propaganda plenty of times, so it's not out of the question that it was. Do you remember that iconic picture of the little Guatemalan girl standing crying next to her mother? Headlines were that border security were separating her from her mother, and this story became the emotional propaganda piece of the day, enraging all the gullible and emotionally challenged people out there. But as it turned out, no, the child was not being separated from her mother. She was just standing there while her mom was being questioned, throwing a fit like 3-year-old kids do. Those capable of critical thinking recognize the emotion attached to such forms of propaganda, but they recognize it as propaganda and don't take these things at face value. When you remember that they lied to you in the past, you take a step back and you examine the things they throw in front of you in full. In a court of law, you do not listen to only one side of a story. You get the entire story and then make an educated decision based on all the facts you've been exposed to. But they don't want you to think critically, and they especially don't want you speaking out. That's why they call you an evil, racist, child-hating monster, and a bunch of other names. But racist doesn't quite apply anymore. As you know, and as we've documented in stories throughout our blog, everything and anything is called racist nowadays. You know, but it's still an emotional tactic that they still continue to try to use, even if it has lost all meaning. In this case, they say that only racists, or in other words, fucking white males, oppose these migrant caravans. Well, that's not the case, because the residents of Tijuana, including the mayor himself, were involved with mass protests when the caravan made its way to their city. Here in the States, the majority of legal Mexican-American citizens oppose these illegal immigrants, as well as a lot of African-Americans who see the Democrat Party abandoning them in favor of non-citizens. On that note, notice all the Democrats trying to tug on your heartstrings, telling you these people are trying to escape violence in their countries while doing nothing for those in violent cities across the U.S., which, ironically, are run by Democrats. Here in Baltimore in the last few months, there have been 3 children under the age of 7 who have been shot by stray bullets in gang warfare. A 3-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 7-year-old, one of which who died. But instead, Democrats are using non-citizens' children as their priority. If they really wanted to do something for foreign children to help fight family separation, they'd stop encouraging these migrant caravans and encourage them to come here legally. Because there's many cases where children are being abducted and kidnapped just to be used by people trying to get across the border. An article from the Washington Times titled "Eye-Popping Surge of Illegal Immigrants Abducting Children" goes on to say, "The government warned federal judges in 2016 that their attempts to create a catch-and-release policy for illegal immigrant families would lead to children being abducted by migrants hoping to pose as families to take advantage. The court brushed aside those worries and opposed catch-and-release anyway. 2 years later, children are indeed being kidnapped or borrowed by illegal immigrants trying to pose as families, according to Homeland Security numbers, which show the U.S. is on pace for more than 400 such attempts this year." It goes on to say later that Homeland Security recorded 191 cases of children having to be separated because of fraudulent family claims during the first 5 months of fiscal year 2018. Another article from The Blaze states that, quote, "Human trafficking at the border is big business, and that the men who transport women regularly rape the women who make it across the river. A few months ago, border security agents found a 6-year-old girl who had been left for dead along a pipeline. The girl was flown to a military hospital where physicians found DNA from 30 men inside her young body. She had been raped by 30 men." I mean, this is just disgusting. You know, these are the things you don't hear about, and it's... like I said, it's disgusting that Democrats on the left turn a blind eye to these horrors just to advance their anti-American agenda. And it is an anti-American agenda. They literally want to overthrow Western civilization and America's founding principles of freedom and individual rights, where anyone can achieve what they want if they work for it. They want to replace this with an anti-capitalist, borderless, socialist utopia, where you will not have the opportunity to build a business or create your own destiny because the government will control the means of production. It will be a socialist utopia where you do not have the opportunity to build a nice house or even own your own house because the government will own all property. They feel that no one should succeed any more than anyone else and that everyone needs to be brought down to the same level in order to achieve wealth equality. And this wealth equality that they speak of is in fact equality of the lowest common denominator. And on top of that, the socialist utopia will be implemented by an authoritarian state where the government has complete control of your lives, because of course, government knows what's best for you. And while I'm on the subject, keep in mind the socialist utopias have killed over 100 million people in the last 100 years. So as I said, don't let yourself be emotionally manipulated when the left throws a piece of propaganda in front of you. They try to set the narrative in doing so, but like the iconic picture of the Guatemalan girl being separated from her mother, the truth generally comes out not long after. Always realize there's 2 sides of a story, and again, in the court of law, you don't listen to only one side of the story, you get the entire story, and then make an educated decision based on all the facts. 9 times out of 10, if not 10 times out of 10, you'll realize that the propaganda the radical left is spewing is not done so in the interest of humanity, because they don't really care about humanity, they care about power. And the psyops they are running are simply to make you a useful idiot in them gaining that power. All right, that's going to do it for today's show. That'll give you a couple of things to think about, and I got a bunch of links linked in the show notes here that you can go over and read. I'm going to end the show today with a song from the 96 Brigade, and this is actually an album that was released all the way back in 2010, so keep that in mind while you're listening to the lyrics. It really was way ahead of its time. This song's going to stay on the same subject as today's podcast, and it's going to address the legal immigration in a rather anti-politically correct way. But in my opinion, you need to be anti-politically correct. There's a quote that goes, "Political correctness is fascism disguised as politeness." So yeah, push the boundaries of political correctness as much as you can to piss off the totalitarian left. Here we go anyway. This is a song called "Breaking the Dam," and it's from the 96 Brigade. If you'd like it, grab a copy in our online store. And for the record, we do have a bunch of sales and stuff going on for our year-end clearance, so stop by and pick something up and help support everything that we're doing. Thank you all for listening. Please share this with your friends if you want, and stay positive and be active. You said you're tired, hungry, and poor, but you take your pedophiles, criminals, and whores. Like a light on in the lamp of Lady Liberty, but you walked over a fence and stuck in my fucking sea. Since 2001, over $252 billion has been wired back to Latin America to support their standards of living, pushing up inflation and in turn increasing the value of the dollar. Damn, it's broke, made us a joke, the Latin stock of Northern America. We got a flood, disease and drugs spilling over our borders that should be shut. Is it all right? They're standing by enemies, foreign and domestic. You think that you can get away with this? You're just comfortable because you haven't ever been tested. We got cracks and fucking amnesties, giving them for acts of war and setting all of the free, giving them equal rights to vote. When Americans lost their right to felonies for defending their homes. Right now there's over 490,000 illegal aliens incarcerated, costing us over $23 billion since 2008. Taxpayers' dollars paid for the man in the center of 39,000 illegal alien fugitives. Damage broke, made us a joke, the laughing stock of Northern America. We got a flood, disease and drugs spilling over our borders that should be shut. But you've been alright, just stand and fight. Enemies, foreign and domestic. You think that you can get away with this? You're just comfortable because you haven't ever been tested. They act oblivious and lower their heads for all the media cameras. With the eye closed doors, getting more than our poor. They spit on fucking countries, swinging sickles and hammers. Americans are being asked to show mercy for people who have illegally benefited from the wealth of our country. In turn, depleting programs for our elderly and our less fortunate. We said you're tired, hungry, and poor. We're choosing your pedophiles, criminals, and whores. Let the light on in the lamp of Lady Liberty. And you walked over a fence or stuck in my fucking sea.